त्वं संवद त्वं संवो मनांसि जानतां समानो मन्त्रः समीति समानी समानं मनः सह चित्तमेषां समानं मन्त्रम् अभिमन्त्रये वत्समानेन वो भविषाजुहोमि समानो मन्त्रः समीति समानी समानं मनः सह चित्तमेषां समानं मन्त्रम् अभिमन्त्रये वत्समानेन वो भविषाजुहोमि संगच्छत्वं संवदत्वं संवो मनांसि जानतां समानीव आहूति समानाभिदयानिव समानमस्तु वो मनो यथावत्सु सहासति समानीव आहूति समानाभिदयानिव समानमस्तु वो मनो यथावत्सु सहासति संगच्छत्वं संवदत्वं संवो मनांसि
Namaste, Pranam. You're now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 AM, authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is celebrating 20 years of live show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. You can also listen to us live on online at masalaradio.com or on our 24/7 online radio, sanatanhinducenter.org. Shri, the Fortune, and Taraji, the Star, and Rakesh Bhai are also in the studio. Namaste, all.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste,
listeners.
And we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. today. Have very interesting things lined up today. Fun facts, lovely songs. And we also will be speaking to guests shortly. We dedicate this program to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. And today is January 31st, sunrise 7:18 AM, Tithi is Saptami till 8:13 AM, Nakshatra is Swati. For people who want to fast on Ekadasi, it's coming up on Feb 4th and it's called as Satila Ekadasi. Tithi begins on Feb 3rd at 1:36 PM and it ends on Feb 4th at 2 PM. But if you want to break your fast, Parana time is 7:13 to 9:22 AM on Feb 5th. Like we always start our program with inspirational thoughts from scriptures. Today, I chose for you a quote and a commentary from Isavasya Upanishad. Isavasya Upanishad, the first mantra says that Isavasyam idam sarvam yat kimcha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita magrida kasyasvidhanam. This mantra says, all this is enveloped by the Supreme Being whom we call God, creates this universe and pervades it. You should be happy, says Krishna Swami, you should be happy by being in communion with this creation of God, which is pervaded by Him. The extent of God manifest in your own individual being is also the extent of your joy or your happiness in this world. So therefore, your joy or happiness does not depend upon what you possess in this world. Even if the whole earth is your property, you're not going to be secure and happy from the object of your possession. Therefore, possessions cannot give you any kind of security or freedom, and therefore, they also cannot give you happiness. So, he says, Tena tyaktena bunjita, renounce attachment to things and be happy. Enjoy all things, but do not form attachment. So, guys, enjoy, but no attachment. No attachment. So, guys, let's be in the moment, enjoy this moment, and not get attached to the beauty of this material position. What do you say?
Yes.
Yes? Yes for it? It's easier said than done, right?
Yes.
Sometimes all that beauty in the material positions always attracts, and always that attachment is there. But let's enjoy this moment. You know, life is unstable. Just as the water is on the water drop on a lotus leaf, that which is in our hands right now is the moment. Yay! Let's enjoy it. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110, and we all will be here till 2 p.m. today. And Sriji, what's up?
Lot of interesting things. First, namaste. Kemchu, you all Masala Radio listeners. This is Sri, the Fortune Rahula. And what you have for you today, we will take you in the first 60 minutes of the show. Your host, who you just heard, Geeta, the Divine Song, will connect with young Hindu listeners and take you on an enquest of Hinduism in enquest. You will experience lively Bhagavad Gita at 12:10, Dhruv Tara quiz time at 12:25, where you can call and tell and win an e-gift card.
Ooh.
That Hinduism was basics at 12:40, prayer online at 12:55. Call or email and let us know how we can pray for you in prayer online. We can be discreet about your name if you don't want to be said online on the radio. And enjoy lots and lots of mellifluous songs all along this show. This is 1 minute, 1 20-minute show, listeners. So you will enjoy a lot of songs. Get into the moment. Enjoy them. That's what Geetaji is telling you all. In the next 60 minutes, your host Tara the Star Narasimhan will engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Get updated on what's going on at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Houston Happenings, brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston at 1:20 p.m. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism at 1:35 p.m. Today's topic is very, very interesting and very close to my heart. Ram Avatar, human or Parabrahman? And all along, keep listening, keep enjoying beautiful songs. This is the new energy, new experience on Hinduism. Stay with us. You are about to enter a no-conflict zone.
Oh, and you all also look new today for some reason.
We are new every moment. Kita.
Every moment. Okay.
That's what you just told us. We are already implementing on ourselves.
Oh, my God. You already are implementing, yes, Sridharji. Yes. And, you know, yesterday was Gandhiji's death anniversary, Vardhanti. So, I picked a very beautiful song by MC Yogi, dedicating it to Gandhiji. So, this has beautiful lyrics. If you all can follow it, or, you know, you can always search it up. But this is, I'm going to play it for you today, right now. Enjoy this song.
Be the change.
Yeah, be the change. Here you go.
Dedicated to all spiritual activists, truth seekers, and peaceful warriors worldwide.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace.
Once upon a time, not long ago, there was a boy who would grow and become a great soul. He lived in India, and his name was Gandhi. He believed in human rights, and he fought for equality.
incarceration, but that only strengthened his determination. He said he would make every sacrifice, but that he would never kill or take a life. He used his heart instead of his fist, and he taught nonviolence as the way to resist. A peaceful soldier who used his mind to fight for the rights of humankind, but not just people, animals too. In his basic teaching, God is truth. He joined Muslims, Sikhs, and Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, Jains, and Jews. All the many paths that lead into the light that shines bright inside of me and you. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world of change, just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi.
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Authentic Show on Sanatan Dharma. I'm your host Geeta, the Divine Song, with Sriji and Taraji here. Coming up next is Lively Bhagavad Gita segment, and then Q Time with Sri the Fortune. You can win an instant gift card for your correct answer. And guys, if you like our program or have any comments, you can always email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com.
Also, our FB page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism.
Yes, like us. We would love to hear from you. And now gearing up to Bhagavad Gita segment. Like last week, I was told I was really flowing like River Saraswati, so I need to slow down a little bit. So let's do it. Those who are just tuning in, every Sunday, we meet on 11:10 a.m., about little after 12 p.m., and explore a couple of shlokas from Bhagavad Gita, and learning the meaning from commentaries by Adi Shankaracharya ji and Ramanujacharya ji. Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjun about 6,000 years back. Krishna reveals to Arjun the essence of Vedic knowledge that benefits everybody, each individual of all faiths. We are exploring Gita to gain knowledge of self. Gita is for everyone, all religions, all religious and non-religious. No matter which faith you belong, you can look into Gita. So today, we will explore shlokas 13 and 14 from chapter 2. So before that, let's invoke Acharyas and Krishna before starting the Gita. Shuklam Bharadharam Vishnum Sesi Varnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Thyayet Sarva Vighnopasantaye Yasya Dvirada Vaktradhyaha Parishadhyah Parasatam Vigram Nighnanti Satatam Vishwaksenam Tamasraye Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Sekte Pautramakalmasam Parasaratmajam Vande Sukatatam Taponidim Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vaibrahma Nidhaye Vasishthaya Namo Namaha. And let's invoke our beloved Krishna. Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punyam Sravanakirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnaya Yadavendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedini Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to all our gurus who gave us this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters, and today we are looking at second chapter, which is called Sankhya Yoga. Last week in Shlokas 11, Krishna said to Arjun, you sound like an intelligent man, but yet you're sounding very foolish. Why did he say that? Because he's grieving for things not to be grieved. In Shloka 12, Krishna explains why death is not to be grieved. Because Krishna, the Lord of all, was never non-existent. He always existent, and there was never a time souls or jivas or atmas, or you can simply call it life in us, just like us, our life. Or this, any kings will cease to exist in the future. So God and all souls, or we call it as life, always was there in the present, was there in the past, and is there in the present that we are feeling right now, and it will be there in the future also. So there's no need to grieve for souls that are always eternal. So now the question is, how is self eternal? How can we understand this? In Shloka 13, Krishna, Lord Krishna beautifully says, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra na muhyati. So just as the self or life energy passes through childhood, youth and old age, so at the death it passes into another body. Therefore, a wise man is not confused. Ramanuja says, even though your body has changed from childhood to youth to old age, you never think the self, that is, you're changing. You're still the same. Similarly, the wise do not grieve when the self passes into another body, different from that is present. You just do your karma without expecting the results. Attachment, without having the attachment to the results, says Ramanujacharya. Shankaracharya says, we see how the self passes unchanged in the present body into the three stages, which are childhood, youth and old age, all distinct from one another. See, at the close of each stage, the self is not dead. What he's saying is, like, if you take a photo, right, your childhood photo or when your teenage photo and an old age photo, actually different, but still the life source in that never changed from childhood till youth till old age. You can see in your photos distinctly they are so different. Okay, you're changing, your body is changing, but the life source is not changed. And at the close of each stage, that is from childhood, end of childhood, the self is not dead, nor at youth you're not born again. So we see the self passing unchanged into second and third stages in our life, right? So just like that, the self passes unchanged into another body after old age, you know, after we pass. So Krishna says to Arjun, the wise man is not at all troubled about it, my friend. So in the next shloka, this that is chapter 2, 14th shloka from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells how our senses and its effects and its temporary nature and affects us, and how to develop endurance. He says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya Sitoshna sukha dukkhadah agamapayino nityas tam stiti kshasva bharata. The contact of senses with their objects. O Kaunteya, O dude. Kaunteya is nothing but he is son of Kunti. Arjun is son of Kunti. So he says, hey dude, all these senses, when they are in contact with the objects, give rise to feelings of cold and heat, pleasure and pain. They come and go. They are impermanent. So you need to learn to endure them. Ramanujacharya says, the experience of objects through means of ears and other senses gives rise to feelings of pain and pleasure in the form of heat and cold, softness and hardness and so forth. So you should remain unperturbed by this contrast, these opposites, while you still discharge your prescribed duties. When the karmas which cause bondage are destroyed, this coming will end. That is, coming and going of pain and pleasure will end. So endure it, my friend. And Shankaracharya ji says, the sense objects such as sound, touch, sight, which are contacted by the senses, the objects that are contacted by the senses produce heat and cold, pleasure and pain. Cold is pleasant at one time and painful at another time. So also is heat. Therefore, without giving up yourself to joy or grief, bravely endure them. Now the question is, why is Krishna asking Arjun to endure the contrasts and these opposites? He's basically telling Arjun all these ups and downs are nothing but created when senses come in contact with objects. So don't give up to your senses, he's saying. Endure the pain and pleasure. Why? Because there are benefits that are in the next shloka, which is 15th shloka of chapter 2. Yam hi navyatayam tyete purusham purusharshaba samadukha sukham dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate. So what if we endure these opposites, this contrast? So here this shloka tells us, one who is unaffected by these O Arjun, O chief of men, and to whom pain and pleasure are the same, that person alone is worthy of immortality. Okay? So that's a long way to go, my friends. But here Ramanujacharya tells that person alone attains liberation who considers pain and inevitable as pain as inevitable as pleasure, and who engages in duty without attachment to the results. A person like you, O Arjun, so he's actually speaking to us only. A person like you, O Arjun, who cannot cope with grief will not obtain liberation. Shankaracharya ji says that person to whom pleasure and pain are alike, who neither exults in pleasure nor feels dejected in pain, who is a man of wisdom, whom heat and cold and such other do not affect in virtue of his vision of the eternal self, that man, firm in his vision of the eternal self and bearing calmly the pairs of opposites, is able to attain immortality or moksha or liberation. So, my friends, that's for today. Those are the benefits of enduring the opposites. And in the next shloka, Krishna ji also gives us tools to endure, tools to balance our mind and energies that we'll explore in coming weeks. Chapter 2 from Bhagavad Gita, the divine song sung by Lord of Lords, we just spoke about. Sri Krishna spoke this Gita about 6,000 years back. So before going to cue time with Sri ji, let's chant the closing shlokas. एकं शास्त्रं देवकी पुत्र गीतं एको देवो देवकी पुत्र एव एको मंत्रः तस्य नामानि यानि कर्माप्येकं तस्य देवस्य सेवा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि श्रीमन्नारायणायेति समर्पयामि कृष्णार्पणमस्तु ओम अस्मद्गुरुभ्यो नमः. Okay, Krishna, whatever we did, mistakes or good or whatever, now it's your responsibility. Take it. So let's move on to, I have a beautiful song lined up for you. It's actually speaks about a very beautiful song. Why does Krishna doesn't happen to us or doesn't come to us? Because we don't call him as intensely as Mirabai called him. Or we don't sing a lullaby as Ma Yashoda sang from the depths of her heart. We don't make him eat berries like Mother who? Shabri. Mother Shabri made her eat, and she waited anxiously for longs. You know, she really waited for him for years. And we don't dance as passionately as gopis danced with him. So here you go, Achyutam. Case of them. And coming up next is cue time with Sri Ravula ji, right?
Yep.
And then Hinduism facts.
Basics and Hinduism in US.
Okay. And then at 1 o'clock, we have Meenakshi Temple segment coming up. And we also have guests in the studio who will be talking about Ramji, if he's human, or Parabrahma, who is a supreme being. So stay tuned. We'll be back shortly after this song.
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्णदामोदरम् रामनारायणं जानकीवल्लभम्.
all call Lord Krishna, just like Mirabai called him, with all that intensity and love and bhakti and devotion.
कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं
कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं
फिर शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामो यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं माँ यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम
There was an incident in Delhi where Krishna's murti was dropped off by a devotee, and they got the lady insisted on coming, you know, inviting doctor and showing Krishna's murti. We'll talk about that. So this lady dropped the murti, somebody dropped the murti, and she was really afraid something happened to her murti, the idol, the Krishnaji, and she insisted her son call upon the doctor, and after waiting for a few weeks, because she was insisting, they called the doctor, and when the doctor looked at the heartbeat, just like that, because you just pretend looking, but with real stethoscope. When he looked at it, is said that he didn't find the heartbeat. And then the lady said, "No, look at his pulse. Look at his pulse." And then when he started, he looked at the pulse, and he couldn't find the pulse. And then lady said, "His pulse must be very weak because he has temperature. So look at his heartbeat." So the doctor put his stethoscope on the heart. And then you know what? He heard the heartbeat. And then he changed the stethoscopes. It was in the TV in India. And he changed the stethoscope, and he again looked at heartbeat. He again heard the heartbeat. So that is faith. Faith does miracles. Her faith, there was life Krishna in it. And did you know what the doctor just left without the stethoscope? So people asked him, "Doctor, you're forgetting the stethoscope. Take the stethoscope." Doctor said, "I don't need it anymore because I'm going to go straight from here to Vrindavan. My profession is ended now." So, you know, I think he might have called, or the lady might have called very intensely, like Mirabai, and Krishna happened. And Sridharji, so what's up? Cue time for us today. What do you have for us?
Yeah, before that, I would like to acknowledge our sponsors and refresh all the listeners. You're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. Also online 24/7 at sanatanhinducenter.org. Also, masalaradio.com. Studio hotline is 281-277-6874. New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Whoever you are, Indian, Indo-American, or citizen of the world, we would like to connect with you. Brought to you by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Sri Sitaram Foundation, Hindus of Greater Houston, and all our dedicated supporters. And if you want to sponsor us, call 832-361-0625. The number again, 832-361-0625, or email hinduismradio@gmail.com. And we have a very exciting question today. Or for all in the studio, you can participate too. And also all the listeners. The question is simple. Little technically, I will present it initially.
Okay.
What is the significance of number 18 in Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism? I'll simplify it now. Where all the number 18 appears in Hinduism, the Sanatan Dharma.
Sanatan Dharma.
Okay, you can give us call 281-277-6874 and give us all the instances you know. You might be knowing few of them. Doesn't matter. You can call and win an e-gift card from Ashirwad's Vedic Fair. Ashirwad's signature event, Vedic Fair, will be happening shortly in Greater Houston area.
So why did you jump from 4 to 18? Last time you asked 4. What happened to the 14 in between?
Right now, I don't know any 14.
He's 18.
I'll try to learn and present it.
He goes with all the numbers that are prominent in Hinduism.
That's true.
He went up first 4, now 18. They'll come back to 5, yes. 12 and 10.
Okay. No. Wow.
There is a pointer, listeners. 12 and 10 is coming up next few weeks. Okay, the question for all listeners of New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and also Masala Radio is, what is the significance of number 18 in Hinduism? Or where all the number 18 you know comes up in Hinduism?
If they listen to Bhagavad Gita segment, I think they had a clue. G's clue.
Masala Radio. We are bringing you this segment presented by Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and this is your answer time. And question is again, Sridharji.
What is the significance of number 18 in Hinduism?
281-277-6874.
Win an instant e-gift card.
Yes,
you're on air.
Yeah, hold on, please. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're on air.
Yes, 18 Adhyay.
18 Adhyay is in?
In Gita.
In Bhagavad Gita, okay.
Yes,
and your name?
Bharti.
Bharti, wow, what a beautiful name.
Bharti, thank you.
Please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com.
hinduismradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Yes, you're on air. Namaste. You have the answer?
Namaste. There are 18 Puran.
18 Puran. And your name, sir?
Hasmukh Bhai.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for calling in again. And keep listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And please email your details to hinduismradio@gmail.com and claim your e-gift card.
Yes, you're on air. Namaste. Oops. Call back 281-277-6874. The question is number 18 significance, right? Sridharji?
What is the significance of number 18 in Hinduism? And we have two answers already, but there are a few more instances. You can call us at 281-277-6874 and give us the answer to claim your e-gift card.
our lines are still open. Please give us a call back, 281-277-3874. As you call, we're going to put you on hold for a few seconds and then take you on air. So please, when we put on hold, do not hang up. Okay? Thank you.
Have 18 seconds of patience with us to answer this question.
18 seconds of patience.
Yes, and the number to call is 281-277-6874. And we have two right answers. And Bhartiji and Ashmukhji, please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your e-gift card. You have to email us.
Namaste.
Is not in service. Please.
You are listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and it's Dhrutara quiz time. And the question is, what is the significance of number 18 in Hinduism? All you have to give us is one unique instance of number 18 appearing in Hinduism. Already we have two correct answers, 18 chapters
Puran.
In Bhagavad Gita,
18 Puran.
And 18 Mahapuranas.
Yes, and I'm waiting when you'll open the question to host here.
Okay.
Number to call is 281-277-6874. Namaste, you're on air.
Yeah, namaste. It's 18 days of Mahabharata Kuru.
Ooh, yes.
Who is this?
It's Ashok Shenoy.
Namaste, Ashok Shenoy ji. That's a very good answer. And please email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your instant e-gift card. Don't forget that.
What is that? hinduismradio@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Gita ji, a very important instance is not been told yet. So I open the question now to all the professors in the studio. Okay. So here it goes. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's done.
18 Bhagavad Gita
chapters.
That's done. Yes. 18 Upapurana.
That's good. That's one unique one.
Okay.
And what's the other one? Where was Bhagavad Gita happened?
Yeah, Kurukshetra. 18
days.
Somebody gave that answer. Ashokji just said. So that's what I was hanging on to.
Okay.
18 Upapuranas. But there are more, actually.
You can also go in thousands. All I'm looking for
the
number
Vishnu 18. Vishnu Puran, 18,000 verses.
No.
Yes.
No. Take a guess again.
No, 18,000 verses, Vishnu Puran. You don't have it on your list, but I have it on my mind.
Okay. So I don't have it on my list, that's true. But Bhagavad Puran also has 18,000 verses. I think there is a conflict. It is Bhagavad Puran,
maybe.
Listeners.
Okay.
Don't confuse yourself. It's not Vishnu Puran.
But Bhagavad Puran, okay. Maybe
Bhagavad
first
Puran.
Version. It
yes.
has so many versions. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And
then I would like to really give this away, share with the listeners. See, the 18 Mahapuranas are categorized by sage
Vedavyasa. Yes.
Okay. And then they were categorized according to a certain belief system. Okay. 6 Sattvic Puranas glorify Lord Vishnu.
Yep.
Okay. 6 Rajasic glorify Lord Brahma. 6 Tamasic that glorify Lord Shiva.
That's
how they become 18.
Yeah. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. These are energy. Sattva is balanced energy. And Tamas is a dark laziness, you know, all that contributes to Tamas. We need all these to exist, right? This body.
Yes.
And then Rajas is the action, the aggressiveness, and which more kings and all those people should have.
And the Puranas are Sattvic Puranas are Vishnu Puran, Naradya Puran, Srimad Bhagavat Puran, Garuda Puran, Padma Puran, and Varaha Puran.
Sridharji.
And Rajasic that glorify Lord Brahma, Brahma Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Markandeya Puran, Bhavishya Puran, and Vamana Puran. Oh my God, this gets technical. Okay, and Tamasic, the Redeemer, Lord Shiva, Matsya Puran, Kurma Puran, Linga Puran, Shiva Puran, Skanda Puran, and Agni Puran. There, that makes up 18 Mahapuranas.
Talking about Lord Shivji, I have a beautiful song on Shivji today. Two songs. This is called Karpura Gauram, Karpura Gauram. And also following that is, you know, Shivji takes Kala Bhairava avatar, right? You know, to kill Dakshaji. So, of course, he again, all compassionate Shivji also revives him. When that happened, I have a shloka for that. It's really a beautiful and upbeat one. Here you go. Who is this, Shriji?
Oh, Mahadev, I know who is this. Who is this, Gitaji? I know.
You know
who
what
it might be.
I wanted to ask you, but I already gave it. So, you know, I thought I'll do this and I'll ask you. Okay, next time. That's Shivji's Damru. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thank you.
sap for Hinduism basics today.
Listeners, welcome back. You are about to enter new Hinduism basics on New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are live every Sunday 12 to 2 p.m. Also online 24/7 at sanatanhinducenter.org and masalaradio.com from 12 to 2 p.m. every Sunday.
We do have one caller. Still open for calls for the previous question?
Yes, let's take it.
Namaste, you're on air.
Namaste, how are you? This
doing
is Jyoti Kumar.
Yes, G, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
So you have the answer?
Yes, ma'am. There are a few things that, it is small, but I mean, you know, in Mahabharata, you said that there was 18 days, but then
yes,
there was 18 group of soldiers.
Oh, yes, 18 Akshonis, right?
18, yes. Kaurava had 11 and Pandavas had 7.
7, that's right.
So that makes it 18.
Yes.
Then there was an epic war going between Devas and Asuras. That's in Tamil, one of the Tamil books.
Okay.
It says that went for 18 years.
18 years? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, Devas and Asuras. Huh. And the fight between Rama and Ravana was for 18 months.
18 months? No. 10
yeah.
days.
Rama and Ravana, it started, it took 18 months to complete the whole thing.
All Rama and you're talking about?
18 months, maybe.
Rama and Ravana, right.
Yes,
Ravana
from
Ravana.
The time he kidnapped Sita.
Oh, from the, oh, from the
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, I think, yeah. I think Jyotiba is covering the old Ramayana in 18 days. Yes, that's true.
I know, I'm not sure, but I have to calculate that again one more
okay,
time. I'll
yeah.
see, let's say.
Yeah, Jyotiba, you can please calculate and call us back.
Okay, sir.
And please email hinduismradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to claim your e-gift card.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes,
and now moving on to Hinduism basics. And in Hinduism basics, we will explore what we need to know, basic concepts of Hinduism. Sanatan Dharma, also known as Hinduism, plain simply means way of life. Little technically, it means eternal law beyond human origins. Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism has a variety of beliefs and practices with a certain underlying unity. Hinduism does not have a single founder, and its present form emerged over a vast period of time. There are more than 1 billion Hindus in the world, that like B as in boy, billion, 1,000, M as in million makes 1 billion. So more than 1,000 billion Hindus in the world. Today we will explore basic Hinduism concepts, the world in general. What is the world in Hinduism? What, who is an individual in Hinduism? And all interesting, this comes up all the time when Hinduism is taken. The very mention of Hinduism, this comes up. Reincarnation. Rebirth. Okay? But before that, let's refresh what Hinduism basics we shared with you last week. Brahman and Bhagwan. Okay? Brahman is the all source, the one truth, the underlying reality of the world. Everything emerges from and returns to it. And who is a Bhagwan? The God in Hinduism is referred as Bhagwan. Ishwara or Vishnu, Shiva for some, is Bhagwan. And Hinduism is very flexible when it comes to Bhagwan. Everybody has a personal choice, personal God. The term is Ishta Devata. Some of them has Krishna, some of them have Shiva, some of them have Kali Mata. You know, it goes endless and endless. So today, we'll jump into what is the world according to Hinduism. The world emanates or originates from Brahman. Katha Upanishad says, Brahman, the immortal, contains all the worlds in it and no one goes beyond it. Brahman contains all the worlds in it and no one goes beyond it. However, the world we live in is created by a Bhagwan. Traditionally, Lord Brahma in the Hindu Trinity has a job. And that job is to create. Okay? Time is cyclical. Hence, the world changes over vast periods of time of yugas. Maha yugas, manvantras, and kalpas. We'll go in detail of those terms a little later. There is no concept of a permanent, perfect world. Perfect worlds can exist, but with time, everything changes. Only Brahman remains the same. This word, the Brahman, keeps coming up. Who is an individual like I, like you, the listener, or my pet? Each living being has an internal soul, which does not expire when the body expires.
That's what we talked in Bhagavad Gita today.
Animals and plants too have souls. The nature of the soul is analyzed by many philosophers. Its essence is said to be identical to Brahman, though in practice it is different. Each soul, though derived from Brahman, is unique. Each soul is unique. It can rise to the same level, but is not exactly the same, like Brahman. Soul is known by different names. The common names used is Atma, Atman, or Jiva.
Mm-hmm.
And now the most interesting, reincarnation in Hinduism. General dictionary
defines Atma, Jiva is also like what we call as life in us,
life
right?
In
life in us is, Adi Shankaracharya calls it Atma and Ramanujacharya calls it Jiva.
Yeah.
So we simply can call it life, that life in us.
Yes.
The life,
that's a soul.
That's the soul.
Yeah. Yeah. So general definition of reincarnation, rebirth of the soul in a new body. That is in a simple term. Belief in Hinduism is reincarnation is an important aspect. Each soul undergoes the experience of successive lives. Means it's never ending, listeners. You are now this, you may not know what you'll be next, but you might sometimes gifted to know what you have been in previous lives.
So there's demotion also.
Yes, that's true. After death, the soul is reincarnated in a new body. It may spend some time in one of the heaven or else. Okay, that's the travel. Okay,
yeah, time travel.
Yes, and it may reincarnate immediately too.
Hmm.
Next week, we'll explore more interesting Hinduism basic concepts, the ever-interesting karma and moksha.
Moksha. Wow, that sounds really interesting. And here is, when you call moksha, then Krishna ji has to come, right, to
yes.
give us moksha.
Yes.
So here, Krishna is here from Kisna. Coming up shortly is Meenakshi Temple segment by Taraji the Star. And we also have Bharatji now in the studio talking all about Ram. How interesting it is, Bharatji talking about Ram, my two favorite. I love the name. And he's here, Bharatji is here, and we'll be shortly talking about Sri Ramji and whether Sri Ramji is human or Parabrahman.
Listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM. And now moving on to Hinduism in US. The fact today is, in the top 10 countries where Hinduism is
mm-hmm.
top 10.
Okay.
Where does US stand? It's all about US. We are in US.
Of course.
Okay. India, of course, we all know.
Number
a billion
one.
Plus over there.
Yes.
Plus the soul. And then number 8 is USA. Not bad.
Number 8?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Can you really quickly go through the...
India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, United States of America, Philippines and South Africa, followed by number 11, United Arab Emirates.
Wow, interesting facts. Interesting.
would like to pray to everybody today, a prayer to well-being for all. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment in all, auspiciousness in all. And may all be happy, may all be free from illness, may all see what is auspicious, may no one suffer. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Coming up next is the star Narasimhanji will be with Meenakshi Temple segment, followed by a beautiful discussion by Bharatji here in the studio about Lord Sri Ram. Our sponsors, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sitaram Foundation and Hindus of Greater Houston and Meenakshi Temple and Sanatan Hindu Center. Today's topic is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation.
Sanatan Hindu Radio, 11:10 a.m. KTEK, Alvin.